It's Wine Wednesday, and I am actually not just wining today, but I'm cocktailing today. Ooh. As the Countess of the Cocktail. And that name was given to me by a very famous, amazing human who recently passed, Anthony Diaz-Blue, who was the editor for years at Bon Appetit magazine. And way back in the day, I don't know, 25 plus years ago, I was at a wine competition with him, and I actually brought things to make a cocktail. And he goes, every time I see you, you have these great looking cocktails, and because you're the Countess of the Cocktail. So that's actually how I got that name.
I love it.
And you know, the Wine Gal name actually was given to me by a winner here on The Crush. Almost 30 years ago, we had a contest to give me some kind of name, you know, because I was just showing up talking about wine all the time.
And really?
Yeah. And it's amazing how many names came flowing in with this contest. Benji, who was at the helm in the mornings back then, it was like the wine goddess and all these things. I'm like, no, I'm not a goddess. I'm not airy fairy. I'm just a gal.
Was there
talking about wine for everyday living? That's the deal.
I can't imagine you not being Ziggy the Wine Gal. So there you go.
Well, thanks to our sponsors for this fabulous Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets with 4 fabulous locations. There's nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And I passed 2 of their trucks on 101 South this morning on the way in. I'm like, yay, Oliver's. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, of course, the last couple of weeks, it's been all about harvest reports here on Wine Wednesday, with all these incredible quotes from winemakers of what's happening in the vineyards, what's happening actually inside the wineries. And it's been very, very, very exciting because everybody is just loving this harvest. And recently, I talked to Lisa Amaroli, who's been the winemaker at Benziger for a long time. And she said that, you know, her harvest this year started out a bit fast and furious. Because I remember talking to her one day, and she's like, no, the grapes aren't quite right. And I'm like, well, geez, everybody over here is crushing. And she, you know, first brought in their Sauvignon Blanc from the estate, which is my favorite Sauvignon Blanc, the Paradiso de Maria, they call it. And the Frank Johnson Vineyard, which is just down the street from Zigtown in Healdsburg. And then their Chardonnay came in. And she said that it's been perfect ripening conditions for all of their grapes for this harvest. The fruit is in perfect condition, Lisa said. She said they only have about 25% of their fruit in altogether, so they still have a ways to go. Their biodynamically farmed coastal Pinot Noirs always like to hang out a little bit longer than everything else because it's cooler out there. And, of course, their estate Cabernets, she said, are coming along fine, but certainly not ready to pick yet. So I love getting these harvest updates. Thank you, Lisa Amaroli from Benziger Winery. And, well, autumn is here and all the things are starting to come in. I have to just say, you know, I had the best day yesterday. And I'm trying not to let this ice melt too much in my cocktail shaker because I'm going to get to the fall cocktail. But I just had the best day yesterday, and it was such a big reminder of why I love our community and why I love living here and how grateful I really, really am to live here. It is just the most beautiful place in the world, and it's just got the best people and the best community. And I went to the farmer's market yesterday morning on the plaza in Healdsburg. And I spent an inordinate amount of time there just simply because it was a stop and chat with everybody that I saw. So many incredible neighbors and friends and farmers that had all their produce out. And the colors are so vibrant right now. Still lots of heirloom tomatoes coming in, but all of the peppers still there. And then all the squashes are starting to come in. And then I saw my first bouquets of you know, fall flowers, all the marigolds coming out. And it was just so wonderful. You know, a good friend of mine, Katie, who actually is, I think, third generation at Alexander Valley Vineyards. And I've been drinking so much of their Gewürztraminer lately because we've had warm days. And I love their Gewürz. It's a great patio pounder. Anyway, so she passed me and we hugged. And she was actually taking a break from such a busy harvest they've been having at Alexander Valley Vineyards to go run her son's little bakery stand at the farmer's market. And I'm like, just how cool is that? Her son owns the Downtown Creamery in Healdsburg, the most amazing pastries and amazing breads, homemade English muffins, all the things. And there she was taking a break from the winery to go run that. So it was just one of those moments where every time I turned around, I'm like, oh, there's Brenda. Oh, look, there's Kelly. Oh, there's, you know, Eric Smith Story, who I heard got some amazing ratings came in yesterday for Smith Story Wine Cellar. So excited for those guys. Anyway, so I was talking to everybody about the cocktail that I was creating for the show today because there are a lot of figs at the farmer's market. And I said, I'm using figs because our figs in Zigtown, our trees are just so abundant. Best fig year we have ever had by far. And we just have thousands of them. So if you need figs, let me know. but just gonna get figgy with it. That's the name of this cocktail, getting figgy with it. It's the easiest cocktail to make, obviously very seasonal and so delicious. And I just picked this beautiful basket of figs right before I left home this morning to bring into the studio, just so Mindy and everybody here could see how ripe and juicy all these figs are. I mean, we have, I think, 8 fig trees, and it's just been loaded. So here's how to make this cocktail. You're going to need a handful of ripe figs. And if you don't have a fig tree, you can certainly get some at your farmer's market, or probably your neighbor has some figs for you. But you'll need a handful of ripe figs, and then you're going to chop those up. Then you're going to need some Griffo Gin. That's a local distillery right here in Sonoma County. They're located in Petaluma. And I love their gin for this cocktail because their gin is very citrus forward. Listen, this is a classic new style gin that we're seeing a lot of these days, this style of gin. This is not your grandfather's gin, okay? It's not juniper heavy and smells like an old library. Like, no, no, no. This is fresh and vibrant and very citrusy. I love this gin. So it's perfect for this cocktail. So you'll need about 2 ounces of Griffo Gin, 1 1/4 ounces of fresh squeezed lime juice, and then just 1 ounce of homemade lavender simple syrup. And lavender simple syrup is the easiest thing to make. And if you don't have any dried lavender from your harvest this year, chances are your neighbor probably has some. But I can tell you, at Oliver's Markets, if you go to the bulk section where all the spices are, you can buy dried lavender there. It's very inexpensive. You just need a tiny little bit, like a tablespoon is all you need, really, to make a whole bunch of lavender simple syrup. So you're going to add the chopped figs right into your cocktail shaker, and you're going to muddle those down really, really well. Muddle, muddle, muddle. You just want to get all those juices out, all the fruit out, all that just beautiful extraction. Then you're going to add your Griffo Gin, your lime juice, and your lavender simple syrup. That is it. Then you're going to give it a nice stir, because those figs in there are going to be a little bit chunky. So stir that together with all of those delicious liquid ingredients. Add a measure of ice. And Mindy's like watching me make this cocktail over here. And listen, this is the best breakfast cocktail, I'm just saying, because you've got your figs, so you've got your fruit serving, you've got your juice serving. You know, it's very, very healthy. And your lavender simple syrup, I mean, you know, it's all the things. But the trick with this cocktail is that you really want to shake it for a while to get it really frothy and cold. Then you're definitely going to need to strain this cocktail, because all those little seeds, and there's still going to be some little seeds in there, but you got chunks of the figs in the cocktail shaker, and you're just going to want to strain it out. And I use, of course, a vintage coupe style glass for this cocktail, because this cocktail is a cocktail that you're going to serve up as opposed to on the rocks. So you're going to strain that into your vintage coupe. You're going to garnish. Of course, I like to use edible flowers. Violas, you know, are still pretty abundant this time of year. Also, some of your basil in your garden might be flowering, and you can just clip a little basil flower off the top of your basil plant and put that in this cocktail. And that's what I have in the picture of this cocktail that I have posted all over social media. You can check it out, my Ziggy the Wine Gal page on either Instagram or on Facebook, if you want to see a picture of this cocktail. But 4 easy ingredients, including your handful of ripe figs, and then, of course, your Griffo Gin, your fresh lime juice, and your homemade lavender simple syrup. That is it, and it is so delicious. Plus, it looks fabulous. I mean, you know, we all drink and eat with our eyes first, don't we?
Absolutely.
So very excited for next week's Wine Wednesday, because I have the amazing Julie Pedroncelli St. John coming in, third generation Pedroncelli family winery. And she is just amazing person, amazing human. I just had an incredible walk through her vineyards last week and got to try the first wine for vintage 2024 right out of the tank. It had finished fermentation and it was so delicious. I tried their 2024 Rosé and their 2024 Sauvignon Blanc right from this vintage. It was so exciting. And their winery began in 1927. So in just a couple years, they're going to have their 100-year anniversary. How cool is that? Anyway, Julie Pedroncelli St. John is going to be in studio next Wednesday for Wine Wednesday. Very, very, very excited about that. And if you were driving and couldn't get the recipe written down for the Get Figgy With It cocktail, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will get you that recipe. And we'll probably have that up on the Crush website, too, because it'll be such an easy cocktail for you to make, and I know everybody's going to want to have access to the recipe. So that wraps up my Happy Wine Wednesday. Looking forward to another fabulous day. Hopefully as good as the day I had yesterday, if not better. Planning my trip to Italy, which I was talking to Mindy about earlier this morning, which is coming up. And lots of exciting things here on The Crush on Wine Wednesday. Have a wonderful Figgy With It Wednesday. Cheers.
Okay, I just have to say how much fun it's been getting figgy with Ziggy.